Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, remembrances of the 1906 earthquake. First, from Fort Bragg, Annie Michaels, born 1890.
The earthquake is a long story. Mother's bedroom, now my sister and I were right next to her, and further on were my brothers, and I felt this rumble and this rattle, and I looked up, and all the pictures on the wall were swaying, and the bed was rocking, and everything was going, and I heard Mama groaning in her bedroom making a noise. She couldn't get out of bed because she couldn't stand up. So when it quit, so we could get in there, Mama was sitting on the edge of the bed. She had one of these old-fashioned dressers that had a glass up alongside the drawers. It was drawers and a long glass, and she was sitting up on the bed, and this dresser had walked out on the floor and tipped over, and the glass was over her back. It was on a pivot that swung back and forth. And I called my brother, and he came. We got the dresser off of her, and she was hurt, but she said, run and get Mert out of the hotel. My sister Myrtle was staying in the hotel with a lady who had just come out from under an operation and had a little boy of about 5 or 6 months, and my sister was staying there taking care of the baby while the mother was recuperating. So I ran to the hotel, and as I went around the corner from where we lived on Whipple Street, I lost my underskirt. Well, I just went on without it. It was one of those that had a button on it, and it was buttoned around the waist. It was homemade, of course. I lost it. I stepped out of it, though, and went on, running to get to the hotel, and when I got down to Main Street, between the Seafair and the big house on the hill was a bank, and it was still good, so I was afraid to go by the big, tall Windsor Hotel. So I went across the street, and I stood in front of that bank. I knew my sister was up in one of the top rooms over the street, so I called her. Mama said for you to come home and quick. And she said, I'll come just as soon as I get this lady and her baby ready. Well, she did that. She came downstairs, and we got home, and by the time, 2 blocks north of us were burning down, and there was no water to fight it with. So we got home, and I never found my underskirt. When I came back, wasn't there. See, now those 2 blocks to the north of us, though, they were burned to the ground. Well, we had a fire system like we have today, but the pipes were all broken from the earthquake, so we had no water. Well, finally around noon, or maybe after, they got a line from the boat that was down at the wharf and run that up and out and had water to fight the fire with, but until they could do that, the fire just went and did it pleased, and it was bad. And from Bridgeport, Walter Jackson.
On the fateful morning of April 18th, 1906, I was sleeping in the rear room of the discontinued Bridgeport post office, and my roommate was George Maddox. When we jumped out of bed, we cut our feet on glass from broken fruit jars that had been thrown to the floor by the earthquake. We put on shoes and overalls and rushed outside just as a huge slide began to break loose from the northwest face of the promontory that juts out from the main foothills. This particular portion is about 450 feet in width across the face, and the vertical length is about 300 feet. The surface plane is fairly straight and at the time was mainly covered with lupins. Our first thoughts when we saw the slide starting were to get the other folks there to a safer place, but after looking at the moving ground for a second, we knew that it would not have momentum enough to cross the 600-foot space between the bottom of Stewart Hill and the Maddox home, so we called them all out to watch. It was a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. The slide moved very slowly as the earth was breaking loose from the top of the hill. It was accompanied by a low rumbling and a steady trembling of the earth. The 400-foot slide finally broke free in its entirety, and the weight forced the foot of the slide to move out in the field for a distance of about 150 feet. The deepest part of the slide was about 50 or 60 feet, and an engineer estimated the weight of the slide at about 24,000 tons.
You've been listening to Remembrances of the 1906 Earthquake. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.